Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So here we are. The Senate took no action on Illinois House-approved budget legislation to break the nation's longest budget standoff since the Great Depression. And to join us in studio, Ryan Bruno from ABC News is here.
Good morning. Yeah, this I think for a lot of us, it was kind of a head scratcher yesterday, right? Yeah. The Senate isn't there. I mean, this is one of the biggest votes that any of these legislators will have probably in their careers.
Yeah.
And nobody, everyone was on holiday. I mean,
crazy.
We knew this special session was happening. So I don't understand quite why this happened, but they are back in session. So a lot of them are going to miss their 4th of July parades. No handing out candy or pencils or whatever.
Good. This
get
is their
back
job.
To work.
This
exactly.
is the real job. This is the real job.
And, you know, the best analogy I have for this whole situation right now is the state of Illinois is a Boeing 747. The fuel is gone. We're on E right now. We got to land this thing. Yeah. But our only option is to land it on a narrow gravel path that butts up to Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the fuel is the fuel is the credit companies, right? The credit Fitch, as well as S&P Global Ratings. They're saying you got to land this thing now because, you know, you can't keep borrowing at the rate you're borrowing at and not expect us to hit you hard and nail this thing down to junk bond status. The narrow path is the legislature. You got to try to get this thing down somehow on something that's almost impossible to do because no one is seemingly talking to each other or agreeing on anything. And Lake Michigan is Governor Rauner, who says even if you land this thing in the path you wanted to, I'm going to veto it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, this is the situation we're in right now in the state of Illinois.
Well, this is a pretty large tax increase. I mean, isn't this $600 a family?
32%. Yeah, about $600 for a family that makes $50,000 a year. So you break that down, it's, what is that, $50 a month, something like that, the equivalent of. And Governor Rauner, if this thing does land, as I referenced here, if the Senate approves this, the governor's got to decide, okay, here are my options. I've already said I'm going to veto this thing, but am I going to raise taxes on everyone, essentially, or am I going to let us slip into junk bond status, which is going to put an extra percent on the interest rate and basically freeze any borrowing that we have right now. So, rock and a hard place, I guess.
And everybody wants to point fingers, of course, at this point. So who is to blame? Do you look at everybody together, not being able to work together at this point?
I think it was – I actually laughed out loud when I saw the email from Mike Madigan's office that asked these credit agencies for more time. I mean, at some point,
you've had 3 years.
Exactly. More time. We just need a little bit. It's like the bookie going back to, it's like the gambler going back to the bookie and saying, I just need a little bit more time. Someone's going to get their fingers broken.
This is one guy that's time has to be cut short. I mean, I'm a proponent and I've said it on Facebook and I've said it on the air. This guy's got to go. I mean, he's been in the top of the heap for so long, and we've gotten absolutely no place except in great debt. It just drives me crazy.
I think in the last 35 years, Mike Madigan has only not been the speaker for one term. Lee Daniels, along with a Republican majority in the House, sometime in the 1990s, I think. And that was just for one election cycle. And he was, the Democrats got a majority. He was back in.
And then how do we keep putting this guy in office?
Well,
I don't get it.
You know, I can't say, though, and Mayor Emanuel came in and sat right here in this studio and said some pretty compelling things, too. I mean, Governor Rauner is the leader of this state as well.
True. Yeah,
and as the mayor said, look, if I didn't come up with a budget, if I didn't have a budget, this would fall on me. But for some reason, everyone instead is saying your fault, your fault, your fault.
Yeah,
nobody's taking accountability for any of this. So I'm not letting anyone kind of get off on this one here because there are a lot of parties at fault here. And there was some, issues going forward. But a lot of people decided, we're not going to go the Quinn route. He didn't get elected. Governor Rauner did. Now the question is, did the people who signed up for Governor Rauner and voted for Governor Rauner, is this what they bargained for? Is this what they expected? So
I think there's a lot of people that say, he's put his foot down. But, how long can you do that without making a difference? And then you watch all these political commercials that are on the air right now, not only for the people running, obviously the Democrats running against him, but even he putting those commercials out there that, hey, we're tired of putting duct tape on this. We're going to fix this. That's why we put him into office. That's why the majority put him into office. So how do you trust that he's going to do it in another term at this point?
Well, and then the question is, does he want to? I mean, there might be some that believe out there that, and I've talked to some people who say, you know, maybe he wants us to hit rock bottom. Maybe that's the goal. You know, to force some kind of bankruptcy issue where you can't go any further down and then rebuild. Detroit went into bankruptcy. They're doing better now, not great.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wants to see that happen here. But on the other hand, you know, it almost seems like maybe that's the direction that he's seeking.
And what's funny is they say we're the worst state, but Detroit went into bankruptcy. Why are we still the worst?
Well, right now we're the only one who have slipped this low this far. Yeah. I mean, we can't borrow anymore if this budget deal doesn't get passed.
And we have no lottery right now. Is that correct?
No Powerball, no Mega Millions. We call someone from Chicago State right now. They'll tell you about all the problems they've had as a result of having no budget. You know, you talk to any of these social service companies, I've talked to some of them and they say, we're surprised there's not rioting on the streets. I mean, they're just trying to keep their doors open, essentially, you know, just trying to shuffle things around so that they can survive, hoping that one day this budget kicks in and the money will come back. But you've got heroin epidemics going on. You've got mental health services and everything's kind of crumbling right now.
What would, I mean, as far as, you know, the budget and getting the revenue back from, I mean, first of all, we're losing revenue every day with not having a lottery, obviously, in the state.
Absolutely.
That's pretty scary.
I can't remember. It was the state senator from Arlington Heights says we're messing with the golden goose.
Yeah.
People are essentially giving money to us.
Yeah.
And we're saying, well, we can't figure out what to do with that money. So just keep it yourselves.
I mean, is there a chance that nothing gets done by August? I mean, are we looking to see, I mean, are we thinking something might happen this week? Or with what Rauner is saying right now about vetoing this, I feel like we're going back to square one again.
It's quite possible. Yeah. I mean, that may be the case. Senate's going to get down to work today. If they pass this thing, then it goes to Rauner's desk and then he's got to make that hard decision. Do I risk, the credit rating dipping down to junk bond status, or do I raise taxes? And it doesn't sound like he's willing to raise taxes right now. So if this thing gets kicked down to junk bond status, we can't borrow anymore. We obviously can't pay our bills anymore. $15 billion in bills. State's going to be in.
But we're in such arrears of paying bills. Why would any company at this stage of the game want to do any business with the state of Illinois?
Well, that's a great question. And Mayor Emanuel said yesterday and part of it, or in last week and part of ripping Governor Rauner, that he's actually trying to wall off the city from the rest of the state. They're trying to be financially functioning on their own because they can't trust it. And, you know, he says, look, jobs are coming here. We're fine. The state might be an issue, but, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting yin and yang situation. Obviously, Rahm Emanuel does not like what Bruce Rauner is doing. So, you know, he's going to do anything he can to kind of, you know, press into him, too.
All right. We'll stay tuned for more. Ryan Barrow, ABC News. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Have a great 4th.